microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays right in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the prime. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. With me as always, I am Jay Love, and with me as always is the one and only Star Saxon. What is up, man?
Happy Super Bowl Sunday, people.
That's what's up. So we're going to definitely want to hear what your thoughts on who's going to win the game a little bit later on. But we have a cool show lined up for you. This episode is cool. We have a conversation coming up with Beat Bruisers, Paws One off of a project. Called Death by Death by Sound, if I'm not mistaken.
Death by Stereo.
Death by Stereo. And so Beat Bruisers, they are a producer collective, two producers that have come together, and then Paws One and Rusty Jux. Rusty Jux from Duck Down, and then Paws One is in California. So we had a chance to link up with them, and Star Saxon was able to join me for that one. So it was cool. So we got a two part conversation coming with them. And then also Nick Pratt is going to be stopping through, so a conversation with Nick Pratt. But one of the things that came up during the conversation that we had with Beat Bruisers and with Paws One was in terms of them gaining some momentum and stuff like that, and I don't want to get too much into the conversation, but one of the things, Star Sex, and I wanted to get your thoughts. Back in the day, we knew where to go to get information about cool underground songs, where to go, what's the newest underground thing. So it was The Source, you had XXL, you had Rap Pages back in the day. So some of those different magazines, you had the Wake Up Show. And yes, there are places like DubCNN.com, there's Two Dope Boys, and there's some other blog sites. Yes, but I'm just curious, how do you, as you know, you have a DJ ear, you're a DJ at heart, how do you go about finding music that's the new hot shit? You see what I'm saying? Where do you go? Because it's interesting where it's so scattered where you find information, not only whether it's political information or musical information. Where do you go to find information? How do you stay on top of things, man?
Yo, man, I use garrisons, man. I got homies in New York. They just text me shit. Like, yo, peep this. And then I'm just on it, and I do my research, and then I go. I got a homie up in the Bay. He just texts me shit. He's like, yo, peep this.
Yeah.
I watch it, I listen to it, and I do my research, and then it just segues into other shit. Again, homies in LA, homies in Vegas, you. So I guess you could say word of mouth. I just consider them like just garrisons, man. Just like somebody out of town, far away from home, at what I consider to be like a hip-hop outpost, that they encounter shit. Like Drew, my buddy, told me about him a couple years ago. I was like, oh, okay, text me. Like the whole like A$AP Mob, text me.
Right.
Just my friends, man. Honestly, because, I mean, I do the Complex, I do the Two Dope Boys, and it's like, in a weird way, they're doing their job so well, it's almost too much. And dope shit still tends to get lost in the shuffle.
Because every day, it's like there's 10 new songs that come out, and maybe 4 or 5 of them are dope, but it gets lost in the mix.
Yeah, I guess it's like, I mean, they have like rating systems and comments allow you to figure out what's going on, but ultimately it's like noise. It's like there's so much. Everything gets acknowledged. Everything ultimately has a platform that to do your homework, to listen to every new track that dropped during the day, I mean, that's almost like an 8-hour job. And so
yeah,
it kind of goes back to the essence of, you know, the back day shit, which is you, a couple of your homies. The homie runs into some shit and he bounces the tape off you and he'll repeat this or gives you a new single. So you check this shit out. So trustworthy sources, me and my crew, man, like my friends.
Yeah, I think that is, you bring up a valid point, because that type of word of mouth I think that's priceless, because it's you. If you recommend something to me, I have no doubt that it's dope. Especially when you guys listen to the conversation that we had, there's a part where they're talking about some of the different types of music that they like, and it's right in the wheelhouse, right in the sweet spot of both Star Saxon and myself, and we had to kind of laugh about that. But it's one of those things where somebody suggests something to you. Cool, if Dude suggested to me, he knows my style, he knows what I like. Yeah, I'm gonna go check that out.
Because of the
built-in trust that you have with that person. So just something that I wanted to think about. So
let me give an example. Remember how we had Judgment on the show?
Yep.
I hadn't heard Judgment. I had never heard of Society of Invisibles, right? So I got put on from that shit, and I was like, damn, I guess the niggas in Arizona is really doing their thing. Now the homies up in Vegas is like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, this is that fucking Judgment album, right? So next thing you know, I passed that over to him, like, yo, check these links out. And next thing you know, dudes call me on the phone at work, like, man, this Invasion of the Eye Snatchers is the shit. Each one to each one, and that's how it gets viral.
That's how it goes down. So we're going to get into a couple joints, then come back with a two-part conversation with Beat Bruisers, Pause One, and then after that's going to be a conversation with Nick Pratt, and then you know Star Saxon is chomping at the bit for his last word, so you know we're going to get into that. So we're going to come in with Fabulous for the Summer. We got Marco Polo and Rusty Jux featuring Black Moon, called Let's Take a Sec. And then artist I came across, his name is Kane, C-A-N-E, called Stay True. So Fabulous, Marco Polo, Rusty Jux, Kane, Black Moon. You're listening to Microphone Masters on Dubs.
Yo, I just got the new thing for the summer. Now I need me a boo thing for the summer. We can kick it like Luke Kane for the summer. You can't tie me up though. Shit, I don't even tie shoestrings for the summer. I just let them hang like a new chain for the summer. Speaking of, I doubled the cube bangs for the summer. Black girlfriend, like, really? Two chains for the summer? But I done blew chains on a few things that was dumber. That's why it's cash rules like Wu-Tang for the summer. With that said, I might cop two things for the summer. They both gonna be blacker than Lu Dang for the summer. And then I'm nicknaming them Hussein and Osama. That's a Saudi and an Afghan, new slang for the summer. That's the Audi and the Aztecs, new names for the summer. Cup in my hand, it's Ducey for the summer. A night, a dark night, I'm Bruce Wayne for the summer. Law, summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Brand new kicks and white tees, my style fresh. Talking fly to every shorty walking by, she could get it for the summer, but at least give me a weekend with it. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Give it up like a gun press to your sundress. Running game like a summer tournament. Smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench. Law, it's all or nothing for the summer. Just copping, we ain't cuffing for the summer. Playlist popping, let it shuffle for the summer. Me and this fly chick with a duffel for the summer. Ass like a carry-on, marijuana marathon. On them nice Saturdays, people be getting married on. But we just trying to catch the party, flip it like a spatula shorty. Got bands matching Cardi, strippers like the bachelor parties. I'm a butt smacker when I'm off the nutcracker. Barry Sanders on hoes, hell of a cutbacker. Slut back up, too much act up. Ain't no cash behind you, I got too much back up. I mean, paper keep coming, can't do nothing but stack it. Swag too crazy, can't do nothing but jack it. My studio's a padded room, I'm flowing like I had a stroom. Should've dropped this for the summer, like the sun I had in June. Lord. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Brand new kicks and white tees, my style fresh. Talking fly to every shorty walking by, she could get it for the summer, but at least give me a weekend with it. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Give it up like a gun press to your sundress. Running game like the summer tournament. Smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench. Love, 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 love. Hey yo, LA for the winter, New York City for the summer. Gotta bring you with me, you too pretty for my number. No time for hoping you call. I mean, girl, you so dope, I might go through withdrawal. Fall in love for the summer, then elope in the fall. You ain't even got a pack soon as they open the mall. She could hit it, she could get it, she could get it. Yeah, she could get it. It's too early for the titles, but feel like we committed. It's the Bay K's. Next game's at the Bay Clays. Bussing off in the bed, sounding like AKs. Brrrat, brrrat, brrrat. All up in it, like where that? Never had a real one in your life, took care of that. When you fucking with the gold chains on, you hear that? Bling, bling. Every time I hit it from the back, bling, bling. Fuck around and go another round, ding, ding. Yeah, that money got me on my Mayweather. Going for the winner, leasing to that Mayweather. It's too cold back home, I had to stay with her.
You know what I'm saying? You're about to check out the new Marco Polo and Rusty Jux joint featuring Black Moon. Wait a minute, featuring Black Moon. That's me. Oh man, Marco Polo on the beat. Yo, 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 you know I got a scratch on this. Word up, check it out.
take a sec to think back. Started as a youngin', used to walk, eat, talk, drink, rap. 4, I was listening. 12, I was writing mine. Every rap battle in the hood, I was lighting mine. Just to get a weapon, a verse was a weapon. Competition, get to step in opposite direction. Here comes respect then, everybody knows your name. Niggas start biting in, some try to flow the same. Souls in the city, got my buzz up local. Mixtape selling, now they vibing to my vocals. Ralph McDaniels, B-Cat, Bobby Simmons. Kept my hot, low budget video spinning. I put singles out toward the world. Then I put an album out and hoard your girl. I paid bills with this hip-hop money. You can never take hip-hop from me. I love this shit.
Represent the real hip-hop. Make noise if you represent the real hip-hop. Screaming loud if you represent the real hip-hop. Let me hear you say I represent the real.
On his game and he turned it up high. Air it out, further, love other music. Yes, heartbeats that knock. You would never refuse it with the blood, sweat and tears. I put my all in it, hip hop's in my heart. I'm like a bull with it, yes. Raging Cane's just entered the stage. I'm setting fire upon page, you can survive the game. Respect the crook, respect the jokes. This is serious business, not a verse and a hook. I put my soul in it, I'm ready to blow with it. My top gun soldier, life and death committed. I breathe hip hop, I bleed hip hop. I'm dying for the culture, I never let it stop. I get busy from the horses who got the prosperous spark. Now I got the 50 cal peeping through the dark.
Represent the real hip hop, make noise if you represent the real hip hop. Screaming loud if you represent the real hip hop. Let me hear you say I represent the real, real. It's going down.
Hip hop check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Hip hop check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Hip hop check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Beat keep rocking, keep your hands up.
Let's take a sec to think back to the first little nigga that told the world the moon was black. That same little nigga was crack on a track and feel. I had them all running to catch. Shot a bunch up, buck, shot, shorty. You need to recognize how I did it back then. You bore me. Order, please, course in session. When I slam this hammer on your desk, is one in your chest. Stop guessing. Smith and Wesson on the rise, smoky lock, cop the Benz with the buggy eyes. Way before Drew had the Subaru, making motherfuckers duck down was the usual. So it's only right that we tight like the grip from the vice. And I don't mean polite, nice. One word description of me, you think you're independence. Now you see a picture of me. Pop a large with the squad behind me. The crime me, sometime me. No money but find me. So y'all niggas confront if you want to. I'm the last man standing but the first in front of you.
Represent the real hip hop. Make noise if you represent the real hip hop. Screaming loud. Represent the real hip hop. Let me hear you say I represent the real. It's going down. Represent the real hip hop. Make noise if you represent the real hip hop. Screaming loud if you represent the real hip hop. Let me hear you say I represent the real. It's going down.
Hip hop check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Hip hop check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Hip hop check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Beat keep rocking, kick your hands up.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Do It All, from that legendary hip-hop group, Lords of the Underground, 411 Media Group, Floyd Gang. I'm talking a lot because I'm speaking into the mic. Right here, man, you checking out Microphone Masters. Are you a master?
I stay on top of this, like I'm a survivalist. It's not a lot, but what I got, I had to grind for this. One day at a time, till I conquer the metropolis. Every time I get up in this bitch, you know what time it is. Hide the kids, I'm a problem, what the problem is. Me and my conglomerates climbing until we dominant. I'll admit, I'm in my bag like condiments. I'm putting on and I'm eating, common sense. Putting in the work and the pain. A bully in my lane, how I'm putting them to shame. Used to put up with a bitch who said I should refrain. Now I got they hands swaying, sway put me in the game. Bitch, I'm here. Here to make a statement to anybody that said I was never gonna make it. I'ma take it like it's vacant, even if it's not. We came a long way from freaking the sneaker spot. Feel more people in every crowd I move. Feel more on the billboard, how'd I do? I see these faces looking, but they shouldn't doubt that dude. All you SOBs, I tore that down too. Now who are you? Huh? Call it what you want from the jump, boy. This is what I do. Started with the vision, now fruition, proving everything true.
true to what I see. Everything I got is cause I follow my beliefs. Everything inside of me, I rock it on my sleeve. Stay true, stay free. True to what I know to be, true to what I see. Everything I got is cause I follow my beliefs. Everything inside of me, I rock it on my sleeve. Stay true, stay free.
It's inside of me, trying to get up out of me, dying from keeping quiet and crying for my reality. I in another battle, but lying didn't work out for me. So I let the lion out, now he proud to be king. Running round the ring, they screaming out my name. Boom, by gay, by the bang. Got a dream, gotta live it. Winning, never giving. I am with the mic till I'm robbing all they givings. And I give them something back, something they can feel. You never really fail if you doing what is real. People in my ear, giving me direction. Stepping on my shoes that they never took a step in. How you reckon you matter? Know it all. I don't recall you up in the hole in the wall, up in the stew when nobody knew who the fuck I was. Now you asking for my contacts, trying to get a contact buzz. Was, is, will be the only one in front of my capital gold. Call me Hopi, hold me down if you know me. If you don't, now you do. I'm coming out the blue, but all my colors are true. Now who are you? Huh? Call it what you want from the jump, boy. This is what I do. Huh? Started with a vision, now fruition, proving everything true. Everything true. To the day I can sit back and say, man, it all came true. All came true. And my people knew I rep, cause I.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Star Saxon with me. And so we are joined by a wonderful production team, Beat Bruisers. They have a project called Death by Stereo that features a collaboration of Rusty Jux and Pause One. So kind of an East Coast, West Coast kind of collaboration going on. So what's going on, fellas?
Chilling, man, you know.
Just chilling, the suplex. Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's been going good, man, just getting this album out and trying to push it, the music done, and obviously, and getting, the music out there is number one, and, we've been getting a lot of good feedback on it.
Now, the responses have been real good.
One of the things that really stood out, especially I know to my man Star Saxon, was as soon as I mentioned the name Rusty Jux, go ahead and tell him what you thought, or your first reaction with this, Star Saxon, when I told you about this project and being able to interview these cats.
Yo, first thing I was like is, let me sit back in the room, let me turn this shit up loud, because somebody's going to be spitting some fucking rhymes, and he don't pick bullshit beats, so the beats is going to be hitting, there's going to be some snares, and there's probably going to be some cutting, so this album's going to be for me.
I appreciate it, man.
What?
Yeah, definitely, man. That's the whole thing is of me is like, because I mix the master is just getting those drums banging and the bass going, because that's kind of the foundation of a beat,
Yeah, you gotta have those beefy drums, man. That, those good drum kits, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it hit on all those levels. Rhyming, beat production, cutting with the bump. Perfect.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Now, is that in your wheelhouse with the I noticed on your Twitter account, fellas, that it mentions kind of with a sample with live instrumentation. I think that's wonderful. Has that always been your style when you guys came together, or did that kind of evolve over time? How did you develop your style?
Well, we're sample-based producers, and we obviously started with, chopping up sounds from vinyl and then this album I just wanted to step it up we did like keyboards like ourselves and stuff like that, but I wanted to bring a guitar player and a bass player in and really kind of just add that extra level. You'll be amazed like once you put like live guitar and bass, like how it keeps the track going, because a lot of the times some of the beats and I've tried to stray away from this a little bit, and sometimes I like doing it, but sometimes the sample becomes a little loopy, mm-hmm. So when you bring that guitar in, you can kind of place it, kind of arrange it where you want it.
One of the things that really stood out to me is that it's a collaboration with two artists. So you guys do all the production on it, I think. And Star Saxon and I often talk about this on Microphone Masters, is that loving the fact that when you can have that consistency with the producer. So you have you have an artist, or you have a producer like Andre Young that has done some of those types of projects. You have Ninth Wonder that has done something with MERS or with Fashion or whatever. You have DJ Premier that's done a couple of those types of things. What made you reach out to these two artists? What made you reach out to Rusty Jux and Paul's One? I think they merge well. I think it comes across well. But what made these two like that first foray into this type of project?
You want me to answer ours?
Yeah, whatever, man. It's all good.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Rusty Jux and like the whole Duck Down Camp. Like, I know me and Harsh like grew up, you know, on Help the Skelter, the OGC.
Smith and Wesson, all that OGC.
Yeah, and I don't know, like me, you know, me and Harsh kind of took to that East Coast vibe, even when, back in the day, like, you know, you'd bump an Alcoholics tape, and fools didn't really know. They're like, oh, that's East Coast, but it was West Coast shit, you know, because they was listening to like Tupac and the DJ Quick. Which I like, you know, they're great artists, but I know me and Harsh kind of got that, you know.
Just kind of like heavy, like just more drawn towards more like the East Coast music, not, you know, not coattailing, nothing like that. Because, you know, me and him are both, we're Cali natives, grew up out here. You know, we grew up on, you know, Spice One. I still bump Spice One to this day, you know, Q, NWA. That's where we grew up out here with kids, you know, and then, and then kind of like, you know, just for me, I got introduced to East Coast by my cousin. He was out staying out in Florida and Philly. And he brought like, you know, Wu-Tang. And like, at first I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, I never heard nothing like that. You know, I was like, this is crazy, you know? And then it just like grew on me, like, man. And then like, you know, and then from there I started buying Grave Diggers. I just started discovering all kinds of stuff, you know, like Mobb Deep. Like, I've always been a big Mobb Deep fan. Even like, you know, we're from the West Coast, so everybody, you know, that whole thing, oh, Pac and this and that. Like, me personally, like, you know, I like Tupac. I respect him. I respect anybody who's doing anything, you know, but I was really never a Pac fan. Like, I was more of a Mobb Deep fan, and my friends used to hate that. They're like, what? How can, you know, I used to argue with people all the time, you know, but that's just like what I was drawn to, you know, and that's what I think. If I never really got into that, I probably would have never even started like, you know, rapping or doing music, and that just kind of changed the whole game for me, you know, like it just opened, you know, just it just changed a lot for me, you know.
You touched on some things right there. Everything that in me and Star Saxon's wheelhouse, because Star Saxon, I know he's smiling at every artist that you
see. Dude, I got the fucking Kool-Aid smile on my face. That's exactly how I grew up. Grew up in South Central, you know?
And then another thing is like...
It just came to me.
Yeah, it felt more like, because I was like, you know, I was more into graffiti, and like, I've been, you know, I'm an artist, you know, I know how to draw, and like, even my mom... And like sixth grade bought me like the subway art. It was all New York graffiti artists, and I used to sit there and just copy, you know, the trains, like just drawing, and then I got into graffiti. So it's like I've always had like, you know, just love for the East Coast, you know, and it that's what made me do graffiti. That's what made me get into rapping. And plus, when I heard like all that stuff from the East Coast, that kind of felt more like what I was doing, because I didn't gangbang. You know, we're from Cali, and that's, like, what everybody's doing. But I was like, dude, I don't gangbang. I'm not from a hood. You know, it kind of felt like that music went more towards what I was doing, graffiti. And I don't know, just kind of, it was just like, man.
It was kind of like the darker side of the hip-hop, like with the grimy, you know, samples and the heavy drums. And that's why I hit up Jux, you know. That's one of the reasons. And so I hit him up. He had something on Facebook about doing collabs, and so I was kind of like nervous, kind of at first, because like, you know, I never really hit up like a Caliber MC like that, you know. So I hit him up, and like he said, "Yeah, I'm with it." And then Pa's like, we've been talking the pause like for a minute, trying to, you know, work something out with the music. And so we ended up doing this song, which is Unfuckwittable, which is on the album. And then we said, fuck it, why don't we just do an album, you know? Just do a full album with us and Paz and Jux, and then it just started kind of snowballing from there and turned into this full-length album, feature film, B-movie, grindhouse kind of thing, you know?
We just wanted to keep it
how we kind of grew up, you know, like listening to those dark samples and dark drums and, you know, the whole kind of, you know,
And this is what it turned into, you know. Like, we've been grinding for years, man, like doing music, and you know, out of this project right here we got a deal with Below the System Records, and it's crazy, man, you know. And just like these last couple of years, man, like dudes I used to look up to now, you know, they're like, you know, considered friends. You know, I chop it up with dudes that I used to listen to. Now, you know, dudes hit me up to see what's good, you know. You know, it's a trip, you know, how everything changes. Even a couple of my homies just got deals and got signed to Big Duke. It's like, you know, like through all this work, you know, finally, you know, things are starting to come around, starting to get recognized for our craft. You know, it's crazy, man. Just, you know, I guess that's what happens. You know, you try to stay humble and stay consistent, and you know, just putting out music and, you know, networking, and you know, this project, man, it just opened a lot of doors for us, you know. Like me, I never gave up, you know. I was like, because I didn't care, you know. I do music because I like it, you know. Like I don't care. I like, you know, I wasn't trying to live off it, you know. I'm a realist, you know. Like, it's hard, so I always kept the job. But that's one thing that I never gave up is the music, you know, me or Suplex. And you know, finally, like, things are just coming around, you know. It's a trip.
Rusty Jux, nigga. Yeah, one crime for your motherfucking mind. Slam you on your back, break your motherfucking spine. Rusty Jux, I'm a Brooklyn bad boy. Father MC, you should call me dad, boy. Yeah, I'll show you how to do this, son. Splatter your brain matter when I shoot this gun. Fall back when I'm firing, duck, hit the dirt. Endless ammunition, got enough clips to burst. It's a rap. Letting off a hot 16 like black from a fully loaded Glock 19. Moves I be making keep that cash flow boring. Bitches throwing panties at my last show touring. I be all up in your sister, sodomize your bitch. Killer Crown Heights and Bangkok's the click. I fuck niggas up, my fist fast and furious. Bitch, come and get it if you're curious.
Yo, these lines keep your face and your mouth numb. Pause when it beat bruises, bitch, you know the motherfucking outcome. Look around, we got you cornered and outgunned. Outrun the gunfire, highly unlikely. You strike me as a type to have a mic on you right now. I strike down snitches, right vicious and fight foul. It's like loud, any situation or scenario. Trying to test the lineup, then it's death by stereo.
Yeah, I bring the unbearable, something terrible, sick and incurable. Here's the boom, ammunition is cannonball. What's in store, bringing the roar out of war. Nothing but gore, you let the devil in once you open that door. Spit savage, the man, the myth. I murder you and whoever you're with. Anticipating, waiting, writing the list. Letting motherfuckers know I'm on top of this bitch. Rappers nowadays are coming off soft like baby shit.
My food for thought need be feeling polemic. Bitch blowing my dick like a nose in a Kleenex. So much dope in my spit, I'm the new River Phoenix. Make haters disappear like the coke on a cleavage. Don't need the sheep clothes, we go for beast mode. Off half your team before you reload. You're better off in the back of an ambulance. Bleeding to death, stuck in a traffic jam. The Grim Reaper with the lead skeeter. Touch my fucking mic, get smacked like mosquitoes. Hit him like Chiba, toss him like a cheerleader. And leave your phone number with the coroner, Caricia. Kick open the gates, let hate suits greet you. A dead motherfucker, the maggots wanna eat you. They sleeping on harsh, they know we got bars. One false move is swallowed by the graveyard.
Jux, man. Seek and destroy. Get
I be that beat basher, rap terminator, heat blaster, rap verminator, street saga illustrator. Yeah, I'm still a hater, still a perpetrator. traitor, imitator. My wordplay is Chinese mad. How I execute capital punishment on that ass. On that ass. I'm doing 20 features a month. You can call me underground if you want. I'm worldwide, Spain, Austria, Switzerland, I kiss it in Italy, Germany, Helsinki, Finland. From Paris to Amsterdam, fans rush the stands to harass the man. I'm out in Canada, all across the US and back. Putting that killer crime heights on the map. On the map. And I blessed any stage I rip. Caught bodies every place I flip. Y'all niggas see it.
You see it, nigga. Worldwide boot camp, nigga, all over. Passport stay stamped out. Let's go.
Y'all want that raw shit? Well, I'ma give it to ya. True story, I'ma spit it how I live it to ya.
Live it to ya.
I black out, wake up with bloody hands. Somebody must have fucked up my money plans. I smoke a whole zip to the face before I even brush my teeth or wash my face. How about the shower still smelling like sour? D's on the corner on that C-Cypher power. Shit, my guns go off, it's like no. Only react with rapid firearms. So when the beef cook, I'm serving them well done. A racist shit, fully loaded railgun. TKO the goddamn bell rung. My queen's bitch said it ain't hard to tell. Done. I told her roll another Dutch up. She got the M1 tuck. Get it fucked up.
Get it fucked up, nigga. Sean Price. I punched through school buses. You already know what time it is.
Rusty Jux, Reign of Destruction. Over MP production. Nasty, simply disgusting. The track too sick. The rhyme so venomous. Slick Vic, the ruler, bow down in my eminence. The king of the crown. See me on the bill, you know I'm in the house bringing it down. A thousand groupies on my meat rack. They love my New York swag. They said I'm bringing that heat back. I entranced the audience off top with an oral demonstration of some real hip hop. First I lean, and then I ride. Aim the beam, and then you shot. Dead on the ride. Yeah, I'm like Remy on the roof, blowing lead out the rifle. Threw that bitch back, cause your shit whack. Lay your ass out flat. Fuck a diss rap.
Fuck all that diss rap shit, nigga. When I see you, wings on your back. Fuck out. Wings on your back, nigga. Straight like that. Oh shit, they go. Wings on your back. Simple as that. Like, I ain't mean, you know, halo on your head. You know what I mean? Straight like that. Oh shit, that's my pie. Wings on your back. Thanks, man.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Brooklyn, New York, EMC crew, and you checking out Microphone Master.
On World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the code.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
Detroit, LA, Jersey, Big Chino, high as shit.
Apollo Brown music got me waking out of my coffin. Yellow tape caution, I'm an ape with the syllable portion. I'm biblically awesome, veins ready to detonate from the hate that is coursing. You pray that I break up, my spit intensity soften. Eventually falling, appalling, pallbearers called it. I'm a bear in the forest, foraging, flourishing, spilling like a witch's cauldron.
Yeah.
Devouring Satan's soul that he sold to me as a bargain. I'm the god of logic and a sergeant of this alarming, jarring jargon and torture talking. Do you feel ashamed and awkward? For my phonetic fame, you trade your child's face for my talent and fortune.
Fuck out of here.
Aries, I'm a ram that you can't scan. That you can't stand. Written flash by you in a blur on a cop's dash cam.
For real.
I'm Oscar the Grouch and this world is my trash can. Hazardous spit wicked liquid while this evilest jazz is playing. My literature is littered with funeral terms. My spirit eternal is pitted with snippets of the weirdest unusual slurs.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the code.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the code.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the code.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the code.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
I'm back with Gen Pop. Lockdown was like a blessing to y'all niggas. I bet cause doing improv. And theft was at an all-time high till this shit dropped. Traffic gridlocked in all lanes. Hijacked the local 7 news at 11 helicopter. Bro, bitch, I'm back on Ron Burgundy teleprompter. This shit like when Kip met LaFonda. Just a bunch of break babies and goons who live with they mama. But you wishing hard as Yama cause y'all can stop us. We all know what happened when the son tried swinging on his father. When I put this swift discipline down, it's hard enough to have you on your best best friend, looking like the Crimson Twins, feeling the same blunt force trauma. I woke up in curtsy, well enough to get the gig, but being the Vanna's eye doctor, pajamas and nightlight, still sleep, but I'm a archer. Now y'all running from two different monsters, come find us.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the coke.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the coke.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the coke.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
You can't click on World Star for your life solution.
You're in love with the coke.
I'm in love with starting revolution.
Project came out like late January, right? Roughly like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys on torn or anything on that? January 22nd is when it dropped.
Yeah, it was January 22nd. It came out officially, and you were talking about touring.
Yeah. Any shows local, on the road? Where can we find you guys at?
Well, you can find us, you know, if you go to belowthesystem.com or iTunes or Google Play, you can get the album there. We're trying to get out to New York and do like a weekend tour over there. But we haven't really discussed any like tours out here on the West Coast
Saxon brings up a great point there, because when you have a project like this where you have two coasts involved, the logistics of it seem like it would be a lot of heavy lifting to get folks in the same space. Does that mean that let's say when you have the next project or the next artist that you think about approaching, does that mean that you might consider approaching it a little differently, or just let the chips fall where they may?
This whole project, we should have named it Audible, man, because we were throwing audibles left and right on this project. Like, we'd have tracks, like, and then, like, nah, take them out, redo the verse, and then we have another track. All right, this is cool, nah, let's, like, we going through, like, different, people that are interested in the album want to pick it up. Like, you know, there was just so much stress and chaos and stuff trying to put this album together. And, we just kept pushing, and it's definitely been a learning experience. And I think with every album, I think I'll be able to approach it a little bit different, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I have somewhat of an idea of how to attack the album, you know, because when you have, you know, 5 or 10 different people involved, it can get a little difficult, you know. And I know that's on a smaller scale,
right?
But you know, having people with families, work, you know, scheduling, and so definitely we'll approach it a little different. It's definitely difficult to try to get. We did have. It's funny because out here, like on the West Coast, like maybe LA area, like we flew Jux out to do like shows. And like nobody knew who he was, you know. Like people didn't even know who Sean Price was.
And that's crazy,
crazy, so, man.
It was
that's
crazy.
Real crazy.
It was just like our mind was like blown. Like you're calling yourself an underground hip hop head, and you don't even know who Sean Price is. Like,
yeah,
you know, he
yeah.
was like, it just kind of blew our mind. So it's kind of weird out here, like on you know, the LA hip hop scene. Like, everyone's a producer, everybody's a rapper, and, like, you know, like, they'll bring their friends, and then they'll perform, and then all their friends will leave, you know.
Oh,
and
man.
So, you know, so it's tough, like, because I still stay, for me personally, like, I'm still a fan, you know, so, like, I'll show love to anybody that's dope and doing their thing, you know.
Yeah.
And stick around and get props, and it's just, like, you know, everybody's kind of in their own world. And forget that, like, hey, you know, let's network. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, everybody's a celebrity, you know. And out here, you know, but all those things in between, like California and New York, called states, they still have fans, you know. So I think it's just a little tough. Not that I love the West Coast. I'm Cali raised and born, you know. Just it's tough out here, like as an underground hip hop.
Lot of politics, man. You know, I know that's everywhere, you know, but it seems like it,
you always get more love out of state and out of the country. That's where, you know, that's just, yeah. You know, and you could go to other local artists and they say the same thing. Oh, yeah, you know, you get more love out of state and, you know, this seems like just how it is, you know.
Yeah, so when we flew Jux out here, you know, we did good in some areas and some areas we didn't, you know, so it but it worked out. And the good thing is that we got a couple videos coming out for the song now and L.A. to N.Y., so you guys will be looking out for that.
Yeah, I like that song. I like that song a lot. That's my joint on the album, L.A. to N.Y. That's my joint right there.
We got a video coming out for that one. And there's a video... the Unfuck Wittable, there's actually a video out for that now. Actually, it was up, it was doing good, and somebody, it got copyright infringement or something, and it got taken down, but we put it back up. But that's actually up right now on YouTube.
You are listening to Microphone Masters. We got we're talking about the Death by Stereo project. We have the Beat Bruises on the phone, and I know we had somebody join in. So who was there to join in on the line just now?
It's Pause.
All right, Pause. We good. So since you on the phone, I mean, so since you joined, we were talking about in terms of we love the sound of the project, but as an MC, I mean, it being an MC myself with those type of soundscapes, you must have been salivating when you got the soundscapes from Suplex and from Harsh. So talk about that, the writing process for you, man.
With the beats, I mean, there's a lot of beats that didn't make the album that I liked. And, I mean, really, I want to say it made it easy because the picture was already in my head. As soon as I heard the beat, I knew what emotion to go with. I knew what direction I wanted to go in. And then there were situations where Jux or Harsh had already laid their vocals. So I just kind of followed suit and just, you know, went after them. But the beats definitely moved me to write, and I try to write differently from any other projects that I had. So I'm not doing the same thing over and over for the fans of what I do, and just to bring something different to the table, and just try to flip things differently and approach things differently. But the beats definitely help.
That's what's up. So
I didn't have to force anything.
Nice, I like that. So we are again. The project, I know it can be. It's everywhere. The name is Death by Stereo. That's DEF by Stereo. So I know with Beat Bruisers that your Twitter is Beat_Bruisers, and then Pause One. I believe you're on Twitter at Pause PAWZ the number one. Correct?
Yeah.
That's what's up, fellas. So we're going to have you back, you know, now that you, the way Star Saxon and I always say it is that the first time you come through our home, we let you know, we'll tell you to sit down, we'll go grab the water for you, we'll get the food for you, we'll say, all right, here we go. Next time you come through, we say, you know where it is, man. You come through and your family just join in and chop it up on the conversation that we have here on Microphone Masters, fellas. So we're going to get into a couple joints from this project. So you listen to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
This one is murder.
Rip your crew like hacksaw.
Once my blade starts scraping, there's no escaping.
Scream the name out.
It's the King Magnetic.
This one is murder.
Rip your crew like hacksaw.
Once my blade starts scraping, there's no escaping.
Scream the name out.
Pause once, peeling your wig like the natives do.
King Magnetic.
If you never heard of a menace murder, let me introduce when weapons shoot. Catch a cook, Weston on the booth. Wrestle truth, choke lies, scope with an open eye. Rappers act tough, but they not where a rope get tied. Provoking eye to open fire, grope a fly, roll the nine. That role play with no desire. Only high every second and every minute, every scheme. Equal obese hands, heavy digits. Petty risking with any biscuit for petty business. Steady lifted to offset a deadly sickness. Remy with it, the semi talking. CB radio, ratio, CDs for. Free tease the rape, oh, no more love. The flower shit's dead, give me 3 feet like Maceo. Pass Prince Paul, drip off while I handle my gambling problem like a pitfall.
Trust me, I'm sick with the art.
You know this ain't a game for us.
Who wants the disrespect?
You receive as a foul verse, bullets are flooding through your system.
Test me, I'm sick with the art.
You know this ain't a game for us.
What's the disrespect?
You receive as a foul verse. Through
yo, it's the devil in denim. Kill him as soon as you send him. Poison a second, I pin him. Filling your veins full of venom. Then I'ma fade away. Serrating your faces. Throw the blade away. Explosive when I'm close to the pin. Throw the grenade away. Searching for the suckers like promoters with the pay to play. On a the day to day, the street buzz inducing hate, boosting weight, thinking that I'm juicing, they hallucinate. On to the teeth, if you really wanna visit me. Wordplay wizardry, working it like a Merlin, wave the wand in a circle. Spit spells while it's swirling, while I'm touring the earth. Giving birth to killer verses, your cross dresses a bitch, searching for killer purses. Nothing like your people boast, hit them with a lethal dose. Sleeping with your crucifix, bitch, you better keep it close.
Test me, I'm sick with the
You know this ain't a game for us.
Who wants the disrespect?
Put your receivers a foul first. Bullets are flurry through your system.
Test me, I'm sick with the
art. You know this ain't a game for us.
Who wants the disrespect?
Put your receivers a foul first.
Yeah, you know this shit don't stop. Never. As we continue on, more of this drama for your ass. You niggas always starring something and beefing with rappers. Why your music so violent and so dramatic? Where's the love? Why I got so much static? Is it real for real or all for sales? I'm like, shorty, you must be sick. We been getting burned like the Waco kids. I don't need the diss rappers for recognition. You better check the files. Infamous, hell on earth, murder music. You can't be serious. We created this drama shit. We set the trend. We taught you niggas about diamonds and guns and numerous ways we choose to earn funds. We veterans, we got a decade of albums. Niggas done came and went and we still popping. Our name is carved in stone. Even the new blood know we ain't no joke, so let us solidify this.
What's that?
We've been solidified this.
But of course,
a lot of new rappers and young kids.
Uh-huh.
They all love the infamous.
For the cause,
we built for this music done.
Come on, man.
Who do it better than us?
Come on, man.
Who continue to bang and bump?
That's right.
She asked me why.
I ride around the crib before I get out twice without the headlights. Case niggas know my whereabouts. Wanna snuff me out? I ain't finished with life. I'm a thug it out, French are paying the price. And I'm a nigga who could roll the dice. Put up the crib, won't sweat it. If I lose, bet your ass won't live. To collect this, splurge with mines. Never that, I'm a sore loser. The males reverse with hammers. Hit your mans up if they press the issue. Some dead, the other half crippled. And I'm a monster with lead. Large slug in your abdomen. Puss in the seven. Knowing in the stash box a rapping best friend. Get it twisted and you will get twisted with chrome biscuits. Make no difference, my nigga, we handle business. So please with the questions. They right in front of your face. Homie Stunny getting towed for the gates.
What? Let us solidify this.
What's that?
We've been solidified this.
But of course,
a lot of new rappers and young kids.
Uh-huh.
They all love the infamous.
For the cause,
we built for this music done.
Come on, man.
Who do it better than us?
Come on, man.
Who continue to bang and bump?
That's right.
She asked me why.
Niggas that you used to click with turned on you. Idiots used to rap with hating on you. Do you really get jokes for half a mil of jewels at the video shoot? I tell you this, boo-boo. My sticko, still my sticko. My stick man be my stick man till the tombstone. You got rhymes, you got stomach for the mall. You got stomach for pee, I get my rocks
believe on. Nothing that you hear, know they half of what you see. Niggas never cooked in the kitchen and never clap eat. Niggas wanna be thugs, but on the inside so sweet. Niggas butchers on these records, but they never handle beef. Know nothing about gold and seals, seeing your P.O. Gave a dirty urine, now you snuffing a CO. Fucking right, I'm a man of the people, but I will kill you if you cop blocking the paper. This shit'll get real,
so,
dude.
Let us solidify this.
What's that?
We've been solidified this.
But of course,
a lot of new rappers and young kids.
Uh-huh.
They all love the infamous.
For the cause,
we built for this music done.
Come on, man.
Who do it better than us?
Come on, man.
Who continue to bang and bump?
That's right.
She asked me why.
Yo, this is Judgment of the Society of Invisibles, giving a big shout out to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Yo, this is where all the bangers sit, you know what I mean?
The L-I-K-S, what makes the motherfucker so damn fresh?
Everybody tears cause you can't bust this.
this. You got a bad name like Dick Butt Kiss. Welcome to the next level of rhyme flowing, scratching, hooking up beats and home catching. Every time I come home, I got 50 messages. I only call back the girls with big, big presses. Ooh, I got biddies in all the major cities. The safest way to have sex is right between us. I knew this Philly from Philly. We was puffing on a Philly. She started acting silly, so I popped her like a willy. I'm like Cucamonga, I'm way out. And you know I got the flow that'll never play out. I was raised in Cali, just like a palm tree. I rocked the mic from London to the Mojave. Tash, Diamond D, and the road to the J. Amazing feats happen when we come out to play. Welcome to the next level.
Tricks just for kicks. I represent with the licks. So here's the fix. I'm hitting harder than a brick. Tricks get slick and face the dick real quick. You better recognize, adjust your bifocals. Your style is local. I sit on beaches in Acapulco. I put words together like Peter Jennings. And skate on motherfuckers like Peggy Fleming. So woe to those who owe. From 104.56 to 90210. I'm sipping on Pina Colada. Two blocks off La Cienega at the Ramada. But hold up, I'm not done yet. I get hard like the perms pimps wear on Sunset. So recognize when you feel it. D-I-T-C, you can't steal it, aight?
In their faces, off the two turntables with the anvil cases. It's the L.I.K.'s that blaze in the maze that
got the road deep
in these crazy ass days. But the alcoholic mama, King T and Diamond D, got the gas pointed at you like Richard Roundtree. Cause 1994 is the year we overdo it with the house party beats and flowing like fluid. Cause ain't nothing to it but to do that shit and print it. But it's all about the loot, so every move is documented and vented by the man born for lyric kicking, cooling out with your bitch, eating sweet and sour chicken.
Exceeding visa limits if the tab's on you. I get drunk and reminisce about the shit I used to do. We used to take out crews as a hobby after school in the lobby. Me, Mike B, and my beatbox, Robbie. Sending kids back to the lab for more practice. The only way they win if we battle who's the eagle wackest. 10 years later, still a hip-hop slave. A prehistoric b-boy making beats in my cave. The L-I-K-S-S. What makes the motherfucker so damn fresh? It's the liquid flow that we spilling on ya. Broadcasting live from Southern California, and we out.
Welcome to the next level. The L-I-K-S-S. Welcome to the next level. The L-I-K-K-S-S. What
must be the proof that I'm
sipping? Welcome to the next level of rhyme flowing.
Must be the proof that I'm sipping.
Feeling when the words feel the beats, pulling myself in front of the sun to continue to mimic the heat. Even when
I was lost, I guess I knew I'd never see defeat. Yeah. It's the victory in my vision, like I never knew how to retreat. I'm gone.
This is the victory lap. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give a round of applause to all those that held me back. All those that called me whack. This is the victory lap. We'd like to thank you. This is the victory lap. Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. With me, I have a gentleman by the name of Nick Pratt. What's good with you, man?
What it do, man? What's going on? What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. If you're coming from the one and only Benny Blue Eyes, and I know that you are a talented man, so it's looking forward to a conversation with you, man.
Already.
So I want to ask you this, man, because I know... Before getting into the current single that you have now, I want to ask, what is it like? When can you tell when your momentum is starting to take hold? The things that you've put in, the groundwork that you've started to lay is starting to take hold. Can you give an example of when you felt, yeah, okay, things are starting to move for me? Can you give an example of that?
I mean, it'd probably be about this time a year ago. You know, I've been trying to put out, I'd be trying to at least put out a project like every year, but I can't just drop mixtapes, you know. I gotta like put some real effort and thought into what I'm trying to do and like lay it out and shit, you know what I'm saying? So like about this time last year, I was working on a project that I'm getting ready to put out. We had just put out the last joint that we had, and I was just in some good conversations and stuff, and then, you know, some records that I've been making had been getting played for the right people, and conversations that weren't happening before were starting to happen, you know what I'm saying? And situations that I'd watched slip through my fingers before, I'm starting to be able to catch, you know what I mean? So like, I'm really just now seeing what I feel like is that momentum that I've been trying to see.
Okay. So when you're with the single that you have currently now, you're able to hook up with Brian Garcia. So he's a gentleman that's worked with Fetty Wap, so there's some cachet with that. How did that come about? And I know, and the name of the single is Too Damn Hard, and I like it. And I think with the way that is described in terms of with you're based in LA now, but originally from Texas, so you have the kind of like that southern drawl, that slang and everything that comes into it. How did that connection come about? And then talk a little bit about your style, man.
Word. So first, this record, I met Peoples, Brian Peoples Garcia. I met him like in August of, what was it, 2016? It's like August 2014, I think? A little over a year, like about a year and a half ago. I was in New Jersey. I had just did a show in New York at Santos. And we're having a studio session with this other producer that I used to work with, who shan't be named.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Peoples actually was engineering that session, man. It was all kind of by happenstance. He wasn't on schedule to be in there that day, but their weekend engineer or whatever, I guess, couldn't make it. So he wound up coming back up to the studio that he works out of to engineer this session for us. And he's checking out the stuff that we got going on. And I mean, like, he's clowning the producer I'm working with a little bit because he's chopping his blades, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the whole time he's really digging my style and shit and checking out, you know, how I'm working and putting these records together on the fly. And, you know, he starts talking to my mans about, you know, trying to hook something up so we can get something going, man. And he sent a pack of beats when I got back to Cali. And this song actually... Man, I was, I had heard that fucking Too Short, 20,000? You remember that record?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I shared.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, so I heard that, and, like, I was just taking a little, like, I put a flow deep in the band, so, yeah. I was really just freestyling along to that, but, like, I was like, all right, this is kind of fly. Let me write it down. And then I went flipping through my beats, and I found that one, and I was like, yeah, this is right, and it just kind of played itself out, man, you know. I sent it back to Peoples, and he was digging it, and you know, we just started running it up from there, man. Yeah, bro. So I mean, like, it just kind of all kind of just organic. It was I'm surprised and blessed that I'm getting the kind of love that I've been getting from it so far from the people who've been checking it out. Because I mean, I don't necessarily feel like, I don't know, I like to make records that are fun, you know what I'm saying? I like to just rap and talk shit sometimes, but this is kind of the most, like, commercial sounding record that I've ever made, so I was real kind of nervous about it, you know what I mean? But, like, I've been getting love from it, so, you know, it means a lot, for real.
Yeah, I want to revisit that in a second with what you just, yeah, that comment that you just made, but you made a comment a little earlier about a producer that you used to work with and not working with now. When do you know that it's time, when you've either outgrown somebody, or I believe in seasons. Everybody's in your life for a season. It might be a long season of years. It might be a short season of a few days or a few months or whatever the case may be. When do you know that it's time to move on? That season is done for you, and is that sometimes a difficult decision to make?
It's interesting, man. Because when I look at myself in the music industry, there's the seasons that I would have liked to have seen end or wanted to see end at certain times. I never really forced that hand, man, because I try to keep it as open as possible and keep bridges as walkable as possible, you know, for as long as they can be. But I've fallen out with people. I don't know. I think typically because it come down to some stuff where, I mean, why not, they just don't be wanting to work for me, and I might just be too demanding. I'm just, got me feeling like Prince. I'm not sure. I don't really feel like I'd be asking for a whole lot, but I mean, I can look back at certain situations where I felt like I made a reasonable request from somebody and what I felt like their skill set was and how we've been working together and stuff, you know. And then, I mean, when I start noticing animosity or, you know, just a complete lack of desire to do what we had been doing all this time, and, you know, and it's really just time to end that, you know what I mean? Like, if it can end amicably and we can be cool, you know, and there's situations in the past where that's happened, you know, I done fell out with DJs and stuff that I'm still good with, you know, we just couldn't work together anymore, or producers and stuff that I'm still good with that we couldn't work together anymore. And then I've also had, you know, cats out here, you know, like to talk shit. And that doesn't work either, man, you know, because, I mean, it's hard being a man and being in rap, because I feel like your pride comes up, you know, twice as much at that point, you know what I'm saying? So, but, I mean, ultimately, though, I'm really bad with the letting go part, man. I be trying to work with everybody, man. As long as we still being cool and shit looks like it's still going, there ain't no reason why we can't all grow together. You know, get down this road to money, fame, success, notoriety, whatever it is that you're looking for together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all different stops down this path. Yeah.
So you mentioned this is the most kind of commercial track that you've done before, but even having that, even if this was the most gutter, gritty, whatever track, and it's still starting to gain momentum, how is the project coming? And does this success that you're starting to have with this, does this momentum, does the spotlight, whatever the case may be, does that start to seep in and make you want to do another one of these joints? Or how is the project coming along, and how has this affected the recording of the project, if at all?
That's a great question, dude, because I'm seeing, like, right now it's like half of, you know, I can't really, without saying a whole lot, people are hearing this song and opportunities, the potential for opportunities are starting to arise, and the suggestions as far as what I should be doing next, you know, keep rolling out the woodworks. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, everybody got an idea for what it is you should be doing with the thing that you got. And, you know, the album that this was initially intended to be a part of is finished. You know, it's really just getting mixed at this point. I'm waiting on a few more mixes to get back, and then I can put that out. But you know, some folks are like, oh man, yeah, you might need to just find another record, or two more records, and drop those, and, you know, watch your stuff go up. Or it's like, man, don't put out a whole album, you know, put out like a small EP and put that on it and then drop that and then, you know, really get the desire for you together and then drop your album. But, you know, oh man, we can still put this album out. This is just gonna make it go up even bigger. So, I mean, I keep hearing stuff from all sides and right now, really, I mean, I'm kind of waiting. I'm not ready to put the album out yet, but the album is finished being recorded. So, like, if it looks like the right thing to do, then that's what I'm going to do. And as of right now, the plan is still to put it out, you know?
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, I worked pretty hard on it. No, it's an album, you know what I'm saying? I worked pretty hard on it, and I like to give it to the people. So, I mean, worst come to worst, if I land in a situation that seems lucrative, but it means that I can't put this out like I want to, I'm going to figure out some way to piece by piece put it out so everybody can have the whole thing still, just so, you know, my vision can still be shared, man, you know.
I like that. So we with the one and only Nick Pratt. His single Too Damn Hard is out, so make sure you support that. I know that all your social media and all that stuff is at Nick Pratt. That's NICKPRATT music. So Nick Pratt,
yeah.
Whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook, on SoundCloud, all that good stuff. So make sure you support. So we're going to have to definitely have you back, man, because I really enjoyed the conversation. I don't say that to everybody, man. So we're going to get into a couple joints. You know, one of those got to be Too Damn Hard from Nick Pratt.
Already.
You're listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com.
Hold up. We put a foul deep in the Benz out. Yeah. I was rolling up the end out. Me and Cash in the bed blowing out the wind out. G don't really fuck with it, but he ain't tripping out. Trinity hit the liquor store, we in the copping bottles. House parties down in Palos, Verdes with models. Chilling with the ballers out in Venice straight. Watching why them fools will take it to the hoop. I was shot calling like Kenny on my jet. Hit Benny on the text and we gon' throw a kite up and we shut down the internet. I throw a rhyme up and we put down a couple dollars. Getting private correspondence with somebody little mama. Make her holler like a prima donna in that singing opera. What we saw her in the free without us, but you know she bopping. Ain't no problem though, I say a problem though. I ain't from Compton, y'all funky town nigga. Get it popping when I walk in, going too damn hard.
We in this thing going too damn hard.
Left my backpack somewhere at the school of hearts. Never wasn't raw, but I ran right through the yard. Really always hopping like the Q's do. Back in college, might have caught me on the YouTube. Freshman shorties trying to watch me, I'm like Blues Clues. Cameras everywhere I go, they classes like a news crew. What it do? My pencil ain't number two. My reach be looking so long, I do math on the fucking roof. Let me divide them thighs, the panties getting subtracted. Ain't even the fact that the dance floor ain't got no match. Tell the valet, pull up the flagship like what's happening. The backseat wide as outside, cause we pulling magic. Boy, it's hotter than the match, you ain't gotta ask, bitch. Wrist doing magic like a carpet, like Aladdin. Going too damn hard.
Of a dead husband, regrets nothing, and she means that, cause she wanna be something other than the other half of another man. Why repeat that? She got her own life now, she's alone right now. Every day's a weight lifted off her bones right now. Can't let her friends know right now. It's only been a month, how'd you let him go right now? She lost him when it was a toss up between the ventilator and the paper saying do not resuscitate him. A world detonated to dust, snuck away and lit up something that was mentholated and puffed. They wanna stand by the widow, only when she sags like a willow. But she
she almost laughs at the casket life. And why the hell I have to buy a dead man a pistol? Bugging is a crossword puzzle. A five-letter word you're supposed to fail. When the losses occur, but before you pale, well, that's grief. But it's still not taking effect in the chest, so she's still not breaking. Might say she's a still life painting. Put her anywhere, but she's still not changing. Cafe, coffee from Malta. Ashtray looking like a rocket to Gibraltar. Think about the path they walk from the altar. Her shrink tried to put her on a Cymbalta. That's for the press folks. Might as well have told her ask to take a Mentos and get ghost, cause she ain't had a tear roll. Eyes dry as the pearls in her earlobes. Where'd she get those? That was for the anniversary, before the surgery. He said he fought worse back in Germany. But don't worry, he said, it's not gonna stop me. I'll be back for the crosswords and coffee. So try to sit but her bottom lip trembling, remembering what she probably should have said to him. That's a chance that she's never gonna get again. Then it settles in.
I'm straight up out that east side, swinging like zip lines on 4G auto rim top, automatic Spitfire. Yakking a black canister, look at this bastard go. It don't take much to aim, fingers be snatching souls out on my grind, rhyming, stacking this cast of old. And I can check you where them niggas get body, but that ain't nobody business. So what the fuck is you asking for? Look, I'm just trying to blow good dope and put my feet to the metal in life to see just how fast it goes. Fuck the world, gotta make that bitch grab her toes. And rock game never goofy, no weapon shall prosper. Maneuver like I'm Bruce Lee, you know I'm Chucks. Been doing this since a young buck, begging for 50 cent from a victim while my gun tucked. And somebody gotta get it, and when you make a dollar, know somebody gotta spend it.
The struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed, yeah. Lord, have mercy, I know that I ain't living right and know I'm not perfect, but plus I gotta eat, what I'm doing is worth it, so Lord, have mercy.
I stay at your head, heart be at your throat, better ask your folk, I'm never the dog to provoke. Niggas know the status and bitches come cash they boats. Hit my zone with coke and plenty of grass to smoke. I'm surpassing rope, stay trapping for more. Two chicks boosting, we hooking back up in the back of the stove. I'm the jack of many trades, steady pimping my pen. Hustle in the shade, responding to niggas funny ways. I was raised by winners, niggas who park business up at that Staples Center. Now that's gangster, nigga, I'm on some new money. Nothing but raw, pop shit, catch one in the jaw. It's gutter law, I know you wish you was a star. What I do is internal, smoking herbal, trying to run up in some bitches who fertile. Whoa, feel like this is my moment, feel it's time for change. Exercise some game, niggas vibe to change. No looking back at it, cause this is that moment. I step forward, ready to go at each and every opponent. Give it to anybody that want it. Represent the underdog, training in the gym till a minute they get their number called. I'm speed bagging this work, the trainers see me smashing with perspiration on the back of my shirt, making them sweat. Better yet, just look at them vexed, like when I'm in that Knicks cashing a check, you know it's real, nigga.
The struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed, yeah.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. So before we got started with this episode and hit up Star Saxon, and he said, and he starts to tell me what he did the night prior, and then he had to stop, and he said, I'm gonna hold off on that. I'm gonna get into that a little bit later. So I'm definitely eager to hear a little bit about Star Saxon. But want to say thanks to to B Bruisers, to Cause One, and also to Nick Pratt for stopping through Microphone Masters. Make sure you hit us up, mm@dovecnn.com, mm@dovecnn.com. So this past week, had a couple of folks hit me up with some things, so we're still working on some things. So that's a good thing. So whether it's you think that you could be one of the folks that gets has the conversation on Microphone Masters, or you want to advertise on Microphone Masters, or you maybe have some suggestions on artists or tracks or whatever the case may be, just hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. So last words, so Star Saxon, as you get into your last words, I want to hear who you think is going to win the big game. I'm thinking it's going to be Carolina Panthers. I think it'll be close. A lot of people are saying that it's going to be a blowout, but I don't think so. I think it'll probably be maybe 7 to 10 points. I don't really consider that a blowout, but I think that the Carolina Panthers are going to eke it out. So who do you think is going to win the big game before you get into your last words?
You know, admittedly, I've gone back and forth on this. Like one day I feel like Carolina's going to win, one day I feel like Denver's going to win. So what I decided to do was do my homework.
Yeah.
I looked at all the games Carolina played, and I come to one conclusion. Their 16-1 record is due largely in part to the fact that they played in the NFC East. They played the NFC East as their conference schedule.
Okay, yeah.
So they beat Eli Manning and his weak-ass Scott squad twice. They beat the weak-ass Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
They beat the weak-ass Eagles. They beat the depleted-ass Cowboys, right?
And then they play in the South themselves.
And they play the South. Jameis Winston's a rookie. Drew Brees got no personnel. And they split with Atlanta, yeah, right?
Right.
Okay, so their signature win is a road win at Seattle, which is impossible to win at. Kudos, props. Can't even front.
Yeah.
Then they came back and beat them again in the postseason. But keep in mind, they beat Seattle after a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks to prepare. Yeah. They beat Seattle again after a bye week in the playoffs. 2 weeks to prepare. Then they smashed Carson Palmer, who had been trending down for the last 5 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
At home. Now let's go over to Denver. What can you say, man? Denver's got, they're like chameleons. They're two squads. You got Brock Osweiler, and you got the Peyton Manning version. My thoughts on that simply is they beat an up-and-coming Raiders team twice, so they split. Don't get me wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City's game, Vontaze Burfict helped him out by destroying Antonio Brown. So yeah. The Steelers went in there gimpy. They split with the Steelers this season. They swept the Patriots. I just think, honestly, man, when it comes to adversity, Denver has shown a resilience that Carolina actually hasn't been put to the test. It's one thing to say I'm up 30 points at halftime, mm-hmm. and then we're going to squeak by with a 2-point victory because, you know, everybody's playing with their butthole tight in the second half,
right.
According to Killer Cam.
Yeah. So,
it just pains me to say this, man. I want Cam Newton to win. I want him to win. I really, really do.
Yeah.
But in the end, though, man, Carolina is like one Cam Newton busted ankle, high ankle sprain away from just getting routed.
Yeah.
So it hurts me, dude. I want the Panthers to win. But I think in the end, man, fucking Denver's defense, they just got too many nasty niggas on the other side that don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, Denver is nasty.
Living out west, dude, those motherfuckers play dirty. They just like the fucking L.A. Rams on defense, man. They'll go with the crown of the helmet to the jaw and just be like, shoulder shrug, okay, give me the fine. Meanwhile, Carolina, a couple of their defensive players got a broken arm. Dude saying, I'm going to play. Jared Allen got like a broken foot. He's like, I'm going to play. And it's like, you can't be stopping around with no fucking broken foot. Everybody know you got a broken foot? Fuck, we off-tackle left of Jared Allen every fucking time.
True.
So he proves he can play with a broken foot, or we get his backup in there. So with Carolina having two defensive starters playing with broken ligaments, the fact that Cam Newton has not really played, his one adversity game was against the Giants, the Odell Beckham game. But the Giants, they really ain't got squad cover to cover. It's just Odell Beckham and Eli just throwing some lucky ass shots.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, dude, I thought Cam was going. I think he's going to do it, but on paper, I got to go with the Broncos, man. And then plus, fucking Emmanuel Sanders, he's a fucking stealer. He just went for the money with Denver. I'm sorry, he's a fucking stealer. He just picked the money. he's solid, dude. Demaryius Thomas is beast mode, nigga, dude.
Yeah.
Look, I don't like the Broncos. I'ma just quit talking in circles. Denver gonna win this shit, dude. Plus, if you just bet the fucking spread,
what, 5.5 points?
Yeah,
if Carolina wins 24-20 and you bet Denver, you won.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. This is Super Bowl. Motherfuckers ain't just like taking the knee, leaving down by 10. Even if they can't win and they're down by 10 and they got one possession, they're going to try to even make the spread closer. Take Denver plus the points.
There we go. So, in your last words?
Last words, man. Last night I killed a bottle of that fucking Sailor Jerry, that rum, from Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was watching my favorite show, man, Naked and Afraid. They had this white girl from San Francisco, like a surfer girl. I was like, man, she gonna tap out. She looked real soft. And she went out to Philippines, and she was with some life coach from Los Angeles by way of Massachusetts. I'm getting the episode twisted up. Anyway, the surfer girl wasn't that soft, dude. She fucking came through. She was with some redneck from Louisiana. And he started to crack mentally because the water was dirty. And they kept finding all these water sources infested with rats and shit. So I just kept sipping through the show. And next thing you know, man, the Sailor Jerry is gone. But good thing I had some lasagna because I didn't wake up with a hangover. And I was like, it's Super Bowl Sunday, which is basically the official start of the new year to me.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to do my New Year's right. I got on the bike, cranked out 10 miles on the bike, came home. Open up this Stone IPA by way of San Diego.
Yes, sir.
And I'm pre-gaming for the Super Bowl right now.
That's what's up.
Those are my last words, man. My last word is pre-game, man. Pre-game. Get your pre-game on. If you're not pre-gaming, then the game don't mean shit to you.
Oh, man, that's perfect. And on that note, we're gonna end it with Big Crit, Piece of the Chain. So Big Crit, Piece of the Chain. You have been listening to Microphone Masters on behalf of Star Zacks, and I am Jay Love, and we'll check with you next time. Are you can
the piece on chain, I put the piece on chain. Forever Kang, I put that on my name. You bought that, then it ain't no thing. I put the piece on chain, the piece on chain, the piece on chain, nigga, the piece on chain. Forever a king, I put that on my crown. If she bought that pole, she keep it
going around.
I put the piece on chain, it cost me a grip. If rapping is acrobatics, I'm making it flip. Fuck what you heard, fuck on the curb, shine like a light. If hoes don't start emerging, you ain't doing it right. You just new to the game, you ain't been in the field. I was sharpening mine, trying to go for the kill, trying to give me a meal. Flying private alliance, tell the pilot never land, keep it
going around.
Highly anticipated, I'm on it and motivated. Told them it ain't nothing, they claiming it's complicated. Sitting on Mount Olympus, sending out smoke signals. Word of my unbound, niggas ain't fucking with us. Since I was in Granny Kitchen, I knew I'd get greater later. Back for 10 years, my crib need an elevator. Crips, back in time, swinging and coming down. Motherfuckers stand still.
Going around.
I put the piece on chain, the piece on chain, the piece on chain, I put the piece on chain. Forever a king, I put that on my name. You bought that, then it ain't no thing. I put the piece on chain, the piece on chain, the piece on chain, nigga, the piece on chain. Forever a king, I put that on my crown. If she bought that pole, she keep it
going around.
I put the piece on chain, the whip on swings. I'm buckling, busting bitches that fuck with a king. I saw it off on the rooftop. Kind, don't clock and pick it. Fingers are swollen. My wrist has been fucking with me. I whip, bone it, muddy water, sip on it. She'll suck the soul out if I put the tea up on it. I go on the rubber, dab on the covers, and go to time. Can't fucking brawl that pussy.
Going around and
stay off and play a mold. My flex has been activated. Moving at top speed. Haters is hesitating. All about power plays. Scoring to make a move. Call up an audible if them laws are coming through. Gotta be realistic. I stack it and make it work. It ain't worth getting if you don't get it right out the dirt. They heard that I'm back in time. Trunk knocking underground. Rotating dudes twang.
I put the piece on chain, the piece on chain, the piece on chain, I put the piece on chain. Forever a king, I put that on my name. You bought that, then it ain't no thing. I put the piece on chain, the piece on chain, the piece on chain, nigga, the piece on chain. Forever a king, I put that on my crown. If she bought that pole, she keep it
going around.